in St. Louis at 751. This is listener-supported AM 850 KFUO worldwide at KFUO.org. Buzz Aldrich and Joni Harwell on Thursday morning in for Andy Bates this morning. He's preparing and I think making his way up to Northern Illinois for the Northern Illinois District Convention, which we'll be broadcasting from live. He will be broadcasting from it live tomorrow morning during this time.
Yes, and I bet he has a really cool drive. Thankfully, he's in a nice warm car, and thankfully, the bad weather, I don't think we are having any today. So I'm glad that he was able to drive up there today.
Looks like he's got a good trip up that way. Joining us this morning on the phone is Carol Petering from St. Paul Lutheran Church in De Pere, and it's a very special celebration coming up this week. And good morning, Carol. Welcome to Worldwide KFUO.
Thank you. Good morning to you, too.
Carol, can you tell us what's happening this weekend at St. Paul?
We're going to have a first. I've been directing handbell choirs there for 40 years, and it was decided that we should be part of the Musica St. Paul series, which is a series that our church has every year, has for 20 years. And they usually invite guest artists and ensembles and people like that. And it's an outreach also to the greater St. Louis community. But since this was a milestone for us, it was suggested that we become part of the Musica St. Paul series, and I thought that was a great honor. We will be, I will be performing with two of my handbell choirs, and it's going to be at St. Paul's. I don't know if everybody knows where that is, but it's on the corner of Manchester and Ballas, just east of 270. And it will be Sunday, this coming Sunday, at 4 p.m., daylight saving time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The clocks are going to be sprung forward, aren't
right.
they?
So we're excited about that.
Well, Carol, you say handbell choirs.
Yes.
Does this mean, you know, the church I go to, we have a handbell choir. Okay. So tell us, what are the two different choirs?
Okay, well, the choir that's 40 years old this week, in fact, is one that began way back in 1975.
Uh-huh.
And it happened kind of in a unique way. We did not have handbells at our church previous to that, and my husband was a music director there, and he borrowed some bells from Webster Gardens and to use with some of his music classes in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go along to help pick them up and take them back and pick them up and take them back. And then when they were going to perform, he said, I need you to play this bell here and this bell here. And I said, what? I had never had a bell in my hand before. And so I was scared to death.
Uh-huh.
But I did it. And oh, my goodness. And, you know, you get addicted real fast to these things. So anyway, I asked him then later if I could use the bells, and for some, I was president of the Afternoon Guild at that mm-hmm. time, and so at our meeting, I just said, if anybody would be interested, this is no commitment, no anything, we're just going to experiment, and so some of them came, and some of the school moms came, and we just tried it out, and now it's 40 years later, and we're still ringing.
Wow.
Okay, so we've grown a lot, enormously, since then. We had two octaves of bells at that time. That's only 25. But now we have five octaves of bells and also hand chimes and sorts of other things. And anyway, about 7 years later, I started another choir. These were the ladies that were available back then.
Mm-hmm.
We had women available during the school or the day, and so we always practiced during the daytime hours. And then, that kind of left out male members and other people who were working. So we started an evening group,
okay.
And that one is the adult handbell choir, and so they play also. So,
well, you must have really fallen in love with those bells,
oh,
because
gosh,
I understand you're going to perform. You, while your husband accompanies you on the piano, you're going to perform with the bells yourself.
Right. Yes, that came about very interestingly too. When we first started ringing bells, we knew nothing. I knew nothing. We were basically self-taught, and we found out we had to not only learn a lot, we had to relearn a lot that we were doing wrong. But we went to a lot of workshops and conferences and things, and soon, you know, got on to the right thing. Back then, though, there weren't that many handbells. They were pretty much in their infancy, and it was a rather unique thing. And the number of places and sets has really multiplied since then. So anyway, at one of these conferences, I witnessed somebody solo ringing, and I thought, oh, I had never seen that. I didn't know you could do that.
Well,
okay,
it's...
that looks like fun. So I think I'll try it. So I worked on it, oh, probably 3 or 4 years before rehearsals, when the bells would be out. I would be up at church and working on it a bit, and I probably did it for 3 or 4 years before I had enough nerve to play in public. But then the bug got me, and I really enjoyed that. And so on my 25th anniversary of teaching, I was a preschool teacher. Maybe I heard Jane Wilkie on there. She was one of my preschool buddies. The congregation had a celebration for me for 25 years. And as a thank you gift, they gave me my own set of bells, which was a 2 octaves, but 25 bells at that time. And I now have 30 bells. But anyway.
Well, we will look forward to that, Carol. I mean, it sounds wonderful. And it's Sunday, March 8th at 4 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, and blessings on your special handbell choirs.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
And, of course, you can look at their website, stpaulsdepere.org, to find out information. Look up events, and you'll find more about the Handbell Festival and the other events at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. More of His Time is on the way in the 8 o'clock hour after news. Pastor Nabil Noor joins Pastor Rod Zwanitzer for the study of God's Word on His Time.